But yeah, no. I hope you have fun listening to whatever the heck I put on radio, even if it's completely random a lot of the time. Take care.
Heating and cooling, and rooftop solar panels that provide much of its energy. The project shows how clean, efficient technology can revitalize buildings and cut energy costs for residents.
Our utility bills for like 9 months out of the year are roughly $28, which is unheard of in the city of Detroit.
So to help neighborhood residents make some of these changes in their own homes, his group provides grants that can be used for repairs and energy retrofits.
Reducing the utility burden helps those residents who are on the margins to stay in their homes.
And the group plans to renovate a cluster of buildings in the neighborhood to create more efficient, affordable housing. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Studio 6 is the video and event series from CGSF 90.1 FM that seeks to capture high-quality video and audio recordings of live performances by impactful, inspiring, and local artists. Studio 6 invites artists to join us up here on the top of Burnaby Mountain, perform their music. Permanent home on the weekly schedule here at CGSF 90.1 FM every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. is Studio 6.
Hey, welcome to Studio 6, the radio show. Jesse here, programming coordinator for CJSF. Today's episode of Studio 6 features our session with Love Tennant, recorded November 10th, 2024. This cool four-piece rock-ish band grace the CJSF studios, and now we'll grace the airwaves with this program. So check it out, and we'll be back after the session to share a little bit of new music from Love Tennant. Enjoy.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to, guess what, another Studio 6 session with Temi. With me, we have Lieutenant. Give it up for Lieutenant. Awesome. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Who's playing what?
So, let's start with me. I'm Arnold Chung. I play guitar, and I am one of the two vocalists of the band.
Hi, my name is Tekin. I'm the bassist and the other vocalist for the band.
Sorry about that. My name is Oliver. I play guitar in the band. Don't sing, though.
I'm Nico. I do drums and also flute, but they don't like that part of me.
And how long have you guys been a band together?
We've been a band together. Ooh, that's a tricky question. Because the first time we performed was, I believe, February maybe 11 or maybe February 17. I can't remember. That was 2020. And that was our first gig. And then, so I would say roughly 4 years. Nearly five. That's how long we've been together. Yeah.
Awesome. And what was the name of that first track?
The name of the first track is One at a Time.
Nice. One at a Time. And why don't you slap us another one?
All right, here it goes. This one's called Dead Dream. Dead Dream, performed by Lieutenant. And now, here's a little fan favorite. This one, again, is a fan favorite and is for them lovely queers out there. This is called Gay for a Day.
Gay
Love Tenet, everybody. One more time, give it up for him. So good, so good, so good. Huh? Oh, that's okay. No worries. It's live. It's moving. It's moving and grooving with the feeling of Love Tenet. Yeah, if you need to tighten anything up, go for it. Why don't you tell us about some of your influences? How did you get started as a band?
How we got started is a really interesting story. Most of it revolves around me, as you'll be able, as you kind of like listen to it long. So back in 2018, that was when I was a young lad in high school, some guys formed a metal band with me as their bass player. We named ourselves Expired. And in, I think, roughly 2019, we kind of broke off because of different directions that we wanted to go. And out of desperation, I was like, I need a band real bad. So out of desperation, I formed this band, which at first was named Childs. And it was mostly just pop covers. We did like Coldplay, we did some Queen, we did some, maybe a bit of Bon Jovi. And then around roughly 2022, when I started to become a little bit more of a seasoned musician, I was like, I think Tekin mentioned, hey, why don't go back to our roots and play some stuff that we enjoy? And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea. I don't feel like a fucking sellout anymore. We should just play stuff that we like. And then after a arduous process of writing so many songs and having so many fights over 251 chord progressions, you remember that, right? We finally ended up with what we have. Some of it will be shown tonight. Some of it will be shown at a later date. And some of it is actually also that stuff I wrote when I was doing my capstone project in grade 12, which included what you heard just now, which is Gay for a Day. Some of our influences, it's a bit of a wild background. So me, as you can tell by my battle jacket, you can see there's Metallica, if you look closely, you can see Motorhead and some like comics and stuff. I'm a very metal guy. I like, you know, Metallica, Megadeth, and as I said, I'm a bass player, so I also like look at people like Les Claypool and Cliff Burton. Those two are my biggest ones. And also regarding my singing, I take a lot from James Hetfield, as you can hear by my growls going, yeah, in the afterlife, a very like Irish accent, as my classmate said, and also just Freddie Mercury's vibrato, as you will. Tekin is more of a indie person, right? Would you say so?
My background's mostly like indie, jazz. I listen to a lot of Stan Getz, and on the indie side, I listen to a bit of Always, if you've heard of them.
That's a great band. We actually had them on the playlist here. They're an excellent band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of an indie rock guy as well. Shout out Stars. Love these guys. Yeah, indie. I hesitate to use the word, but arts here. Stuff like that.
I've just got a jazz background.
We love a good jazz drummer, eh?
Jazz is good. Jazz is good for everybody. Cool. Shall we have some more music, I think?
So the next song, I'm actually going to pass off the mic to Tekin. Tekin, you want to introduce this one?
So this song was written by... Oh, technical issues. So Boat Song was a song conceptualized by a previous band member, hi Kiko, and then after some creative differences, we agreed to share the chord progression but go two different ways. Boat Song is kind of our interpretation of it. The lyrics are supposed to be about trying to get away from it, feeling like there's a little bit too much going on and wanting to run away from it all, as I'm sure most people have that experience, right? Is that a rock?
Yeah, we got the fucking rock.
High tech here, guys.
Hell yeah.
All back to the Stone Age.
It'll blast.
If it works, it works. But yeah, it's kind of like a bossa-ish song with a rock part in the middle. It's kind of like a white bread sandwich, but with like some weird stuff in the middle.
Dude, you do not just use a sandwich as an analogy.
Is that not what it is? You guys listen and you guys tell us, all right? All right, let's get it started. This is Boat Song. Do you think that it's okay to wish you were far away, dealing with not your own? I wish I could untie my
myself from shore and drift aside. Out to sea with just the tide. Out to sea with just the tide.
Stuff. You guys want to do one more? Talk some more?
Let's talk some more, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tekin is having his moment today.
Yeah, tell us about that song.
So again, it's just, I think that song's come to represent a lot of things that come with the band. It has a lot of jazz influence in the beginning, a little bossa beat. Then it goes into, a lot of our songs started with, we had this idea, and then we gave up power chords, distortion, we put that in the middle, and then we come back to where it started, right? I think we've come a long way since we've made that song, and we have a few other songs here tonight that will show how far we've gotten as musicians.
As I do agree, yeah, like especially with like the gave up like power chord distortion. I feel like some of that is just me going like, guys, this needs distortion, this needs distortion, like literally like just swiking. And I remember the first time like we wrote it kind of like as an improv jam, right? There's one time like I was like, we got to this section. I turn on overdrive, and then once the song ended, you're like, can you not use distortion for everything?
I remember that.
Yeah, and then a while, and it's like, all right, let's, fine, fuck you, but I will try. And then later, I think maybe 2 months later, or maybe even 2 weeks, you're like, maybe this would be good to have distortion. And I just straight up like, dude, that's what my gut feeling's saying. That's what I've been saying.
That's how a lot of our conversations go.
It's really a lot of us two, me and Tekin, back and forth, but...
We're like an old married couple.
An old married couple, old cranky bitches. And then I think, like, us butting heads really, like, helped us grow as musicians, because without him, I wouldn't be exploring, like, chord voicings, and without him, he wouldn't be maybe, like, venturing through some other stuff, would you say?
Without him, I probably wouldn't know how to play bass, so that's a pretty big step up, guys, I don't know.
Good stuff. What song is next?
The next one is When Will You Be Back? It is another Tegan song, and this is the one we have in the works. Stay tuned for maybe November or December. This will be out pretty soon.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. That was powerful. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. I